This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
This is Don
Dave
Myers.
Calamine. I'll make that motion.
Don Myers, I'll second that.
Motion in a second. All in favor signify by saying, oh, I can't do that. Raleigh, yes. Dave?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Bert?
Yes.
Okay, 2018 legislation.
All right, John.
Alan or John, anybody want to bring us up to date?
Yes. I'll mention one other thing here. We had some operator error on this end, so I believe we're online now. So the 2018 legislation, there were two bills that affected the fund. The first one was House Bill 1044, transferred $1.3 million out of the Petroleum Release Fund to the general fund. The second is Senate Bill 183, had a couple effects. It changed the distribution of as to what funds the petroleum fund received and essentially set a minimum and maximum balances. But Donna, do you want
to Sure, I'll explain comment? If you want me to. Hi everybody, it's Donna Lightsky from the Petroleum Marketers. Senate Bill 183, this happened about the last 10 days of session, and basically what happened was Nathan Sanderson from the governor's office approached me and wanted to talk about the tank inspection fee. He started by asking if we cared if they lowered the fee from 2 cents to 1.8, and then through negotiations I basically said no, don't lower it because it's too many complications if you have partial cents. So in a nutshell, he said, what do you want? And I said, I want the fund to grow to $6 million. At $6 million, it can overflow to DOT. If my fund payouts in anticipation for the tank deadlines and upgrades, again, if it reaches $2 million and there's claims in the office that would bring it below $2 million, $3 million will be transferred from DOT back into the fund. Again, once that $5 million is in there, it will still will trigger it up again, so it'll go up to $6 million, overflow to DOT, and we go that way all day long. And why I had them do that trigger and the transfer is, one, I didn't want my marketers to have to wait if a claim is in the office and there wasn't enough money like what happened in 1998. So we will never reach below $2 million. And if we do, we'll be up to $5 million again. And that trigger will just go on and off all day long. It also, I anticipate that it should prevent sweeps from the fund because DOT is now on my side, because if they sweep my fund again, DOT will say, no, 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 we have STIPs. We don't want to give you $3 million. So it's all working to ensure basically that we get payments. The other thing that we did was, if you notice, if you have the sheet or the cheat sheet, we're gonna get a half of a cent starting in FYI 19. And the reason we did that was because we wanted to build the balance of the fund to the maximum in anticipation of payouts and then ramp it down. And after the first year, we'll go down to 0.4 cents. But we're going from 0.1 cents to 0.5 cents. And then in 2020, we'll go to 0.4 cents. And that trigger will just continually work, and we'll be able to maintain money in our fund and pay out claims.
Perfect. Congratulations.
It was a huge
win. Thank you, Donna.
You know, this was a huge win, and how this started was Precision Ag at SDSU. They're building a building, and they needed a $650,000 payment for the bond for, I think it's 20 or 40 years, I can't tell you right now, but it's for a long time, it might be 20 years. But they needed that money, and the only way they could do it was to shuffle this. At the same time, they realized that the ethanol plants, the $10 million they each get, are coming offline by 2022. So what is held whole in this whole thing is water. The water fund is held whole. That is no change to water. The petroleum fund gets up to where we kind of were before, or to actually service our needs. And then the ethanol guys are cut down to $250,000 a year with a maximum of $1 million. That money will be used for special projects such as blender pumps, lines and tanks that accompany those blender pumps, promotions where you sell flex fuel vehicles, etc. But In the end, I think this is a win for the fund and for all of us to ensure that we don't continually get swept, or at least if we do, we still have money. So I felt good about it.
Good job. Any other questions?
Donna, this is Don Myers. Section 41 states that the treasurer shall transfer to the state general fund. When do they transfer that money?
That money will be transferred anytime the Petroleum Lease Compensation Fund hits $2 million and there's active claims in the office that would take the balance below that. So if it's
okay,
whatever day that that happens on, it will be transferred. Now, for accounting purposes, they might wait till the first of the month following that period, but that transfer will take place. And you'll notice, Don, what you just said, the golden word is shall, not may, which means they will do it. They don't have a choice to say, I want to or I don't want to. It will be done. So my guess is if I talk to the Bureau of Finance, they probably say, we'll wait till the first of the month. But
Donna, I guess I'm confused. I was under the impression that they were going to transfer that from the fund to finance the building that they've got in Brookings.
No. So what happened, no. Don, was there's two sets of money that go into what's called the Capital Construction Fund. One's online lottery and the other is a tank inspection fee. What they did was they took some of the money from the online lottery. What they basically did is change it. Online lottery used to put 70% or about $5.7 million into the Capital Construction Fund. Out of the Capital Construction Fund came the ethanol production payment, water. Those two things came out of there. What they did was flip-flopped it, so now online lottery only sends 30% into Capital Construction because that fund is basically going to just be for water, which is held whole, and the $250,000 to ethanol. They are taking 70% of online lottery to the general fund. The bond payment actually comes out of the general fund.
Unfortunately, that's not what the bill says.
That is what the bill says.
Section 13 does not say that. I humbly, this is Feeney Kibitzing from the sideline. It just says out of revenue code, last section of the bill, it says funds in this act. But what funds? They mentioned the tank inspection fee, the lotto fee, and a few other things.
It's out of the general fund. And I can't exactly tell the section right now. I don't have any glass. No, I saw that back there. But this act means these two lottery funds. The yearly lottery expenses right here. So in section, Donnie, if you look at section 5, this talks about the online lottery funds and the scratch-off tickets. That money is sent to the general fund. And when they say the act, they're talking about both the online lottery fund and the tank inspection fee for section 5.
I understand the intent. I'm just saying section 13 doesn't say that.
Well, it says of this act, which has both of those sections in the act.
Understood. What fund does and revenue source does it come out?
It comes out of the general fund. I'm telling you, that's where the state's going to pay it, out of the general fund.
All right.
So, see, it goes, if you look at section, again, 5, I'm sorry, I don't bring my Bible books here. Section 5 talks about the net proceeds from the online lottery fund.
Yeah, and all that's existing, that's all existing.
It's all existing.
Legislation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to quibble on this.
No, but that's
I'm sure the intent.
That's basically where it comes out of.
Okay, good job. Anything else from the board for Jim or Donna?
Penny, this is Alan Baker. Could I just jump in for a second?
Certainly.
Okay, I just want to jump back to, I think, Don's original question. We might be conflagring two different bills here. I think the question originally was the transfer of $1.3 million from the fund to the general fund, and when does that happen? Is that right, Don?
That's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry, Donnie.
That's actually in Senate Bill 1044, I think.
June 30th.
I believe that pardon me?
That transfer will be done at the end of state fiscal year 18, so June 30th, 2018. prior to that date, it'll be transferred.
So, Don, I misunderstood your question. Yes, House Bill 1044 is a mechanism that sweeps the fund, $1.3 million. Both of these laws take effect July 1. That's when all bills take effect, or laws, unless it's an emergency clause on it. Everything takes effect July 1.
Okay.
So the sweep will happen simultaneous with the reallocation of the online lottery tank inspection fee. They're going to happen the same day.
Cool. Anything else for your Jim or Donna?
No. Not from.
Anything else on legislation? Okay. Let's move to five, the actuarial proposal. I got that in my pocket. Alan, John, somebody, do you want to summarize that for us, please?
Well, this is John. Yes, we have the proposal for the actuarial. The total cost in the package you have, we're looking at a couple things. One, we don't handle lump sums very well, so we're going to be breaking it out as a ton of materials. But it's approximately $19,000 for the proposal. And we're in the process of getting this finally approved and working with the folks here at Taylor and Mulder. I don't have much more on that unless there's specific questions.
And this is Jim Feeney. This is the firm that did the recent Iowa study and maybe Missouri's also.
Missouri, Iowa.
Arizona, Washington, they do a lot. Do we have a timetable on that? Is that still set for June?
We have it in their proposal. They do have about 27 days. They're estimating it'll take from when they meet with us to when they can get a report out. So, yeah, we should have it by June.
Okay. I think we approved this and everything the last time, I think. So is there any questions for anybody on the proposal? It's the firm we are going with, correct?
Yes.
And have they collected data yet from us?
They have not collected data from us.
Okay. Not much to that. Any questions or updates, anything else on the proposal? Okay, we'll move to six. Other business?
John McVeigh here. I just have one thing to note before we get into this too much. You've been hearing from Jim Feeney, the director, and he is going on to greener pastures at the end of this month. And so this is his last board meeting with us.
Well, that's too bad. We hate to see you go, but we certainly wish you good luck. So congratulations, Jim.
Thank you, Denny. Last day in the office.
It's been a pleasure.
Right. I second that, Don Myers.
Okay, any other business, new or old business?
Denny, this is Doug Miller here. I just want to bring to the board's attention that we are scheduled to have a hearing on our proposed rule changes May 2nd in front of the Board of Water Management. We will be posting the proposed changes probably, we got a conference next week, so it'll probably be the week after that. So first part of April, we'll have our proposed rules on our webpage, and we will be advertising approximately April 10th in various newspapers across the state.
Great. You got any other comments, Doug?
No.
All set for education's plan and so on and so forth. New business, Alan? Anything we need to know as far as what's coming down the pike?
The one thing is the June meeting. I think we'd originally scheduled that last time for June 21st, and the training center isn't available on that date. So, Nikki, remind me, Is it available on June 14th?
June 14th, yes.
Yeah. So could you guys check your schedules and see if it'd be a problem to change that tentative June meeting to the 21st, bump it up a week to the 14th? And we'll plan on having a draft of the actuarial study ready for you by then.
Okay. Perfect. Vicki, if you'll send that out as a reminder, we'll all check our calendars and get back to you. But I think that'll probably work. So,
yeah,
check and see on the 14th.
Yeah, this is Dave. I just checked mine. I'm good for the 14th.
All right. I'll check mine when I can. Just send us something else. So do we need to schedule another? You need to schedule a winter meeting, fall meeting?
Probably wouldn't hurt to set a September.
Okay. Dave, look at your calendar and see what works in September. That Thursday seemed to be the best for us.
Yeah, any Thursday's fine. I'm not doing much, you know. I'm pretty much retired, so.
How could you tell? Okay. Vic, you want to send them out to us, and we'll schedule both of them at the same time, but if it's all right with everybody else, we'll try to circle in on that second Thursday in June. Anything else for the good of the board?
Danny, this is Donna Lightsky. Just a note, mm-hmm. Just a note for all the board members. My convention is the 18th and 19th of September. It is our 100-year anniversary of the association, so I prefer you guys not meet on the 20th because I will be exhausted and taking a lot of things out of the hotel at that point. And I would like everybody to be able to come to the 100-year celebration.
So where's it at this year?
It'll always be in Deadwood at the Lodge till the end of time. We're never going anywhere else.
Maybe there's such a thing as we can schedule around it. We did that several years ago. Or schedule it at the time, too. We did that in Sioux Falls one time.
Yeah.
Anything else? The last item I have is adjourn. I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved by Bert.
I'll second that.
Who was
motion
that?
Motion to adjourn.
Bert seconded by Dave.
Bert, Dave, all in favor? I'll go by roll call again. Danny Raleigh, yes.
Dave, yes.
Bert?
Yes.
Hendon?
Yes.
We are officially adjourned. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Good job, Donna.
Have a good day, you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Yep.
Bye.